fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
Keep your voice down. We don't know if it's out here yet.
It's out here. You don't just disappear into these woods without leaving a mark. We've been hunting shadows for days now, and I don't think we're alone anymore. I can feel it. Something is watching us.
We need to move fast. Orders were clear. Capture or eliminate if necessary.
You really think we can stop it? You've heard what it does to people. They never come back the same. Or they don't come back at all.
We're not here for them, Blue. We're here for it.
I can feel it. It's close. Too close. Something's wrong. You hear that? It's in the trees. It's watching us. I swear to God, I can feel its eyes on me.
Don't move. Whatever you do, don't.
You can't hide. Not from me.
Oh, God. It's here. It's real. It's behind us. It's in the trees. It's watching us. It knows we're here.
Where is it? Where the hell is it?
Rain. Rain. It's behind me. I can feel it. It's right behind me. It's raining down my neck.
Stay with me, Blue. We need to move. We can still make it out of here. We...
It's touching me. Oh, God. Green. Ah.
Blue. No. No, no, I can't hear you. Where are you? I can't see you. Where are you? Where the hell did you go?
You are mine now. All of you.
Blue, where did you go? Where are you? No. No. No, please, God. What is this? What is it? What the hell is out there? Why is it doing this?
You can't run. You can't hide. You're already lost. Welcome to my woods.
That is the last we heard of them.
You're telling me that we actually have a recording from them, from the late 1700s?
I find it just amazing that we are able to have a recording from them. You know, some of these artifacts have origins that defy explanation.
And though the sky darkened like the belly of a dead crow, we pressed on. The chill in the air seemed unnatural, almost as if the very earth was holding its breath. But there were sounds, faint, like whispers from beyond the veil. The air tasted of iron, and the trees spoke. Oh, God. We were not alone.
How are you able to hear this? Who has such technology? What is this?
White, I'm going to ignore your innocence here. Just know this. We are capable of things. Things that no man, no human alive, even has the capability to understand. You see, technology, true technology, does not work in ways you're familiar with.
Look, just because I'm new here doesn't mean you can fool me with these second-rate parlor tricks. I know the kinds of machines we have here, but these were nothing like what I saw in the lab. That voice, that old guttural voice from the tape, there's no explanation for it.
You think we've tricked you, White? Oh, dear friend, what you're hearing now is beyond anything you've ever encountered. Those machines you're referring to, they pale in comparison to what we truly have access to. You know nothing of the old records we've unearthed, or the things we've awakened from forgotten times.
What do you mean by that? What kind of records? What have you found that's so dangerous?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you. There are things, old, arcane things, locked away from the world for a reason. The government only stumbled upon them in the late 1800s, and they wanted to hide them. But we've learned to listen. We can hear their voices through the veil, through time itself. And when you listen closely, White, when you truly listen, you can hear the answers to questions we were never meant to ask.
This is madness! How can you say that? You're talking about recordings from the 1700s. That's impossible! These machines you're using, they're not old enough to capture anything from that time. That technology didn't exist then.
You see, that's where you're wrong. This machine was not created for the use of mortal men. It wasn't created for any man at all. It was made long before you or I ever walked this earth. Some things survive time, White. They survive in ways you'll never understand.
We've seen them. Those eyes. They stare from the dark, from beneath the roots of the trees, from the heart of the earth itself. It is coming for us. We are not meant to know. We were not meant to listen. Do not follow their whispers. They will lead you to the depths.
It's saying what we already know, White. It's out there, and it's been waiting, watching, listening. Waiting for us to wake it from its slumber. And now, it has found us.
You shouldn't have asked, White. Now you will listen.
There's no leaving now. Not anymore. You've heard it. You've listened. Now, the only thing left is to wait.
Welcome to the darkness.
What are you guys doing?
Get out of here. You're not allowed in this area.
I work better when I'm not told to leave. Don't you worry. I know how to get the job done.
Sir, the front door has been breached.
Sound the alarm.
What do we do?
Brown, what do we know? Is it man?
Worse. We've been tracking it. It's bigger than a man. Taller. And we're losing agents, one by one.
So, you need more bodies? Is that it?
No. We need answers, and we need them fast. You've seen it, haven't you? The thing. Walking Sam.
Walking Sam? What kind of name is that? You're telling me this thing is real? No.
It's a force, White. Not just some legend. And it's not just on the reservation. It's following us. Watching us.
Damn it! What was that?
The more you run, the more you fall.
We need to lock down the building. Now! Get everyone to their posts. Arm them with the best we got.
You folks sure you want to go after it? I've been telling you, Walking Sam ain't just a story. It's something else.
You stay out of this, Red. You don't know what we're dealing with.
You think you can fight it? I've seen the bodies. I've heard the whispers. There's no fighting that thing.
We're not here to fight it. We're here to capture it. Contain it before it spreads.
You don't understand. It doesn't want to be caught. It's already taken everyone.
Did you hear that? It knows we're here.
Stay focused. We need to move now.
You stay back here. Keep quiet. You don't know what's out there.
You cannot hide. You cannot escape.
It's here. It's right outside. We need backup. Where the hell is the backup?
It's always watching. It knows when you're scared. You shouldn't have stayed.
Get ready. Get the containment gear. Now!
There is no redemption.
We need to act. We need...
No.
It's too late for them. It's always too late.
You think you can help them?
I tried to warn them. I knew it was too much. It's just so much pain, Sam.
It's not enough. You all carry too much. I carry it all.
You're the one who's hurting. You're the one who can't let it go. Why? Why are you doing this?
Pain must be shared. It is not mine to hold alone.
You want them to join you, don't you?
You are all already with me. There is no quelling this.
It's gone. But surely not for long.
You will all join me, one by one.
I tried telling. I told you it doesn't let go. Not like this. It's a curse, not just a creature. There is only one man for this job.
You are only delaying the inevitable.
They were just here. Just here. I saw them.
Why?
I heard them. Purple and jade and brown. They're gone. What do we do? What do we do?
We fight for our lives.
You are the last one, White. The others have walked with me.
No! Please! I knew! Please! I don't want to die!
You are all the same. The ones who try to hide. You do not understand. The path is endless.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
The suffering is eternal. You are already a part of it.
I didn't know this would happen. Why didn't anyone tell me? Why didn't anyone warn me?
Help me.
Save us. Run while you still can.
Get out of here.
Help us.
I tried to warn them.
You cannot escape what you are. You are the witness. The one who watches and does nothing.
I don't want to join you. I don't want to die.
You will join me. All who walk the path must walk it for eternity.
No, I'm not one of those. I'm different.
You are all the same. All of you are lost.
I'm not supposed to be here. Please, let me go.
I won't allow you to take them.
Another one?
You want to walk? You walk alone. You're not taking anyone else with you. Not while I still breathe.
How so? You know of what I come from.
You may have walked the land for centuries with me, but even the darkest of spirits can be banished.
You've come to protect the last of the weak. How noble. How pointless.
You've always been so full of pride, Sam.
Is it not justified?
But pride is a mortal weakness. Even you must see that.
Do you think you can stop this? Never do. You've betrayed the path. You've forsaken your true purpose.
You don't understand, Sam. We are the same. We've always been the same. The only difference is which side we choose to serve.
Don't tell me you've forgotten.
I never forgot. But you... You chose the darkness.
Of course you would do something. Why would you? Never understand what I've done, what I have to do.
I walk the path of the living. You chose death.
What? What are you saying? What do you mean?
I am not just one who cleans. I am a keeper. One who ensures the path stays balanced.
A keeper? Keeper of what?
Life and death. They must be kept in line. You wish to do nothing else but disturb that balance.
And now, just why would you care for such a thing?
Take 1 second and think, Sam.
Ah, I see. How awfully disappointing. You would serve him? Death? And yet you betray us all?
I never changed my duty. You, Sam, serve chaos, the hunger, the desire for destruction. You feed off the broken, the lost, and the hopeless.
I give them freedom. I give them release. The ones who walk with me are freed from their pain.
And who gave you such authority?
They are set free from the chains of this world. You don't set them free. You take them, consume them.
Look at yourself.
You give us nothing but entrapment. You are pitiful, an embarrassment to us all.
Wait. What? You're death's servant? Death's servant? And Sam is what?
Yes, Mr. White. Sam and I, we are the same. We walk this world as part of the eternal cycle. The only difference is our purpose. I serve the living. I serve the balance. He serves the void.
You are a traitor. You have no place here. There is only the end. The end of all things.
There's always a choice. You've forgotten that, Sam. You've forgotten the truth.
No. Not again.
You will not take anyone else. Not while I stand.
You, who clings to the remnants of a world that is already dying. A pathetic concept.
You've forgotten everything, Sam. The living have their free will, their agency. Death doesn't own them. And if they don't, neither do you.
The living, like you, are weak, pathetic things. They cling to life, afraid of the inevitable. But I give them the release they deserve.
Your release? Your darkness is nothing if not a prison. They're not free. They are consumed.
You're a janitor, an eternal servant cleaning messes left behind. You can't fight me.
Maybe I'm a servant, but I serve what's right. I'm afraid you've no alternative but to deal with me, Sam.
This balance, it's a lie. The living suffer, and the dead rot in an eternal torment. That's your balance?
Sam, it is in the suffering, the moments between life and death, where the balance is found. It is in the choice to stand up and endure it.
Why do I entertain you? You're nothing but a fly brushing my gaze. Insignificant. Ineffectual.
I don't need to end you, Sam. I just need to remind you. There was a time when you understood the balance. You walked the path too. You can still choose. But not while I still breathe. The path ends here, Sam. For both of us.
You're wrong. I didn't choose this. It chose me.
It doesn't have to be this way. You can still turn back.
I am not like you. I will not return to the light!
The path isn't just an end, Sam. It's a journey. And no one is beyond redemption.
What the hell kind of organization is this?
It's up to you to protect the balance now, White.
This is madness. Me? What? Why? Why me? I'm nothing but a...
janitor. A janitor for the world. Up to me now. My time to clean.
Well, well. Another successful day. You know, guys, for a second there, I really thought we were gonna get caught. But, like I said, we're always three steps ahead.
You're a damn magician, Jack. I still can't believe we pulled that off. That guy was so easy to scam. You could have sold him a bridge and he'd have paid for it.
Yeah, man. You almost had him crying over that fake auction. I thought he was going to hand over his whole damn bank account. What's the next move, though? Do we lay low for a bit?
What about, I don't know, Jack? Do we just keep doing this? I mean, we're getting pretty good at it. But how long until it goes bad?
You're worried about going bad, Tommy? Come on. We're untouchable. We've got the best scam going, and we're making money hand over fist. Who's gonna catch us? You wanna bail out now? Because if you do, I'll take the cash you've got and call it a night. No hard feelings.
I'm not saying I want out, Jack. I just think we should be careful. We've done a lot of these, and sooner or later, people are gonna start catching on. You can only pull a fast one for so long before someone gets wise.
Oh, Tommy, relax. Jack's right. We've got the perfect system, and we're not stopping anytime soon. Not after today.
Exactly. We're not stopping. And it gets better. You think today was good? Well, I've got an idea that'll put all our little scams to shame. It's a big one.
Oh? What do you mean? You got something bigger in mind?
There's this park, Gitti Manito. It's a place where people go to disappear. It's perfect. All we need is a little bit of misdirection, some rumors, and maybe a few campfires.
Wait, hold up. You want us to run a con on ghosts?
Huh. Not ghosts, Soph. People believe in that place. They think it's cursed. Haunted. Legends. And they'll pay top dollar to prove it's real. So, I thought we could give them exactly what they want. Only difference is, we're gonna be the ones making bank off of it.
You want us to pretend it's haunted? Like, fake some ghost stuff? That's a little extreme, don't you think?
It's not pretending, Tommy. It's creating the legend. We'll make it real for them. A little campfire, some eerie noises, maybe a shadow in the trees. People will eat it up. And when we're done, we'll be long gone.
You know, it sounds ridiculous, but it might just work. I'll admit, I'm curious. Let's see where this takes us.
All right, I'm in. But only if it's just a joke. No one gets hurt, right? We're just messing with people's heads?
No one's gonna get hurt, Kyle. We're just giving them what they want.
So this is it? We drive out to the middle of nowhere and you expect us to just... what?
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
During Lowe's Pro Savings Days, the job works in your favor. MyLowe's Pro Rewards members buy more and save more on materials they rely on every day. Get up to 25% off select molding when you spend $1,000 or more. And up to 25% off Pergo Evercraft Laminate Flooring. Put Pro Savings Days to work for you. Members get more at Lowe's. Valid through 3/27. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit the Pro Desk or Lowe's.com/terms for more details. Subject to change.
Wander around in some haunted park in the dark?
It's not just any haunted park, Sam. It's Gitche Manitou, the place where legends are born. You've heard the stories, right? About the kids who disappeared in 73? Murdered. Their bodies were never found.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard the rumors, but come on. It was decades ago. It's just a place. It's not like the ghosts are waiting for us.
You don't get it, Kyle. There's something about it. People come back different. You don't go out there after dark if you want to keep your sanity.
Oh, please. You guys are really buying into this. It's just a park. People make up scary stories all the time. We've all heard about it. But I'm not going to waste my time chasing some ghost myth.
That's exactly what they want, Soph. For you to think it's just a myth, so you can keep your distance. But that's what makes it interesting. The fear, the uncertainty. What happens when you stop running? When you finally admit that it's real? You guys feeling it yet? The air's different out here. Oh, it's like the place is already pulling you in.
Yeah, it's called being in the middle of nowhere. Nothing to do but get freaked out.
I don't know, man. This place, it feels off. You sure you want to go through with this?
What's the matter, Kyle? You're not getting cold feet, are you? After everything we've pulled off together, you're really gonna back out now? Tommy, you still here? You don't get to pull back now. You wanted in on this, and now it's time to see it through. It's too late to turn back.
I'm fine, Jack. I'm just... I don't know. It feels wrong. All these damn legends and stories. It's too much.
You guys are acting like we're headed into some kind of cursed zone. It's just a park. A stupid park.
Last chance to back out. All right. You all had your chance. We're here.
What exactly are we doing here, Jack? I mean, you didn't explain how we're going
to... You just stick to the plan. We'll set up the campfire, make some noise, maybe even have a little screaming session. The tourists will eat it up. They'll think this place is alive with spirits. You remember what I told you about the 73 incident, right? Make it feel real.
This is a bad idea. I'm starting to think this isn't the place.
You're acting like a child, Tommy. You wanted a challenge, didn't you? You think this is too much. You haven't even seen the good part yet.
Oh,
All right. Let's get this show started. You ready to make some real money?
God, it's cold out here. This place feels like it's suffocating.
Hey, don't worry. It's just the legend. You'll get used to it. Let's set up the fire and start the show. The first camper should be here soon, and they won't know what hit them.
You really think this will work, Jack? People are gonna pay for, what, ghost stories? You really wanna mess with people's heads like that?
Oh, this isn't about ghosts, Kyle. This is about power. About control. About making them believe. You can't just tell people they're wrong. You have to show them. And when they're desperate enough to believe, that's when they're easiest to steal from.
I don't know, man. Something doesn't feel right.
Whatever, man. I mean, it's just a park. What's the worst that could happen?
You really don't get it, do you, Kyle? The worst that could happen is exactly what you want to happen. You don't go in there expecting a ghost to show up. No. It's the place itself. It's what you'll feel when you step in. That pressure on your chest. That unease. That hunger.
I can't believe we're doing this. I've got work in the morning, you know. And we're out here in some spooky woods in the middle of nowhere. Great idea, Jack. Real classy.
You'll be fine, Soph. You just need to stop being so skeptical. Think about it. You could be one of the brave few. Everyone talks about this place. They all whisper about what happened in 73. People who go in there don't come back the same. Some never come back at all. You could prove something.
Yeah, right. Because nothing says fun trip like disappearing into the woods, never to be heard from again. Good idea, Jack.
Not everyone disappears. Some just leave a little different. A little quieter. Some of them come out with stories they can't tell. Like there's something you don't want to see, but you can't stop looking at it. You guys think this is just about ghosts? No. There's something else. Something older. This place is cursed. It's ancient. They say the Sioux spirits still haunt these woods. Some people don't even realize they're walking on the burial grounds until they've already crossed the line.
I don't know what game you're playing, Jack, but this is ridiculous. You want to scare us, but I'm not buying it. And I sure as hell don't need to get involved in your messed up, weird ideas about whatever this is.
Oh. It's not about scaring you, Soph. It's about testing yourself. You want to see if you can handle it. You want to walk into the dark, knowing what's there, but not quite seeing it. And when it sees you, then you'll know what you're really made of.
We don't have to go, guys. We could just turn around. We could head back now. Jack, please.
You're right, Tommy. You could leave. But you'd never know if you were brave enough to face it.
Fine, let's get it over with. But we're not staying long, Jack. I'm not risking my life over your stupid bet.
What's the worst that could happen, right? We're just gonna take a look, and if it gets too weird, we leave.
Oh, that's the spirit. You think it's some ghost story, Soph? You're not scared, are you?
I'm not scared. Just don't see the point. I mean, there's nothing here, right? It's just a park.
Yeah, but, you know, 4 kids died here. Murdered, even. And it used to be a burial ground.
Not sure why I agree to this. I mean, it's kind of creepy at night, right?
You guys are acting like a bunch of kids. It's just history. People died. They say the spirits still linger here. And if you're brave enough to, well, prove it.
Jack, you know what this is. You got us out here to what? Show us how brave you are? You really think ghosts are gonna show up just because you want them to?
No, Soph. But you'd be surprised what a few carefully timed steps can do. All I'm asking is that we walk a little further.
We're not, like, doing something stupid, right?
Stupid? No, Tommy. We're just testing the waters. Want to see if the legends are real, right?
You've got some messed up ideas, Jack. Playing with people's fear for kicks? That's sick.
You think I don't know what fear is, so? What it feels like to be trapped inside your own skin, feeling like there's no way out? That's what this place is. Every step we take, every shadow we see, it's all that fear coming to life.
Great spirit.
Well, what's that? Great
spirit. It sounds like, we are like a all ritual related. Or something.
We are all related.
You're hearing it too now.
Ancestors, protect us.
What do you think it is? You think it's just the wind?
White man.
The place is full of history, Kyle. All those restless souls. They never left.
Okay, stop it. This isn't funny anymore, Jack. You know what you're doing. I don't.
Did you hear that?
Something's out there. Something's moving.
You're all feeling it, aren't you? That thing you can't explain. That pressure on your chest.
Stop playing with us! This isn't real, Jack!
What was that? That wasn't a coyote or something.
This isn't a joke anymore. It's real.
Yeah, it's real. And it's hungry. Oh, you feel that? The ground beneath you shifting? It's coming.
Jack, you did something! What the hell did you do? This isn't funny!
I didn't do anything. I just showed you what happens when you mess with something you don't understand.
It's here! It's here! We need to get out! Now!
Please, Jack. We have to go. This isn't a joke anymore.
You wanted to see if the legends were real. You wanted to prove how brave you were. Now, you'll learn what happens when you come here to this place at night.
Jack, I don't care about your stupid game. I just want to get out of here.
Too late. You came for this. And now, it's here. You wanted to see the legends? You wanted to see the power? Oh, you're about to get more than you bargained for.
Jack, what the hell did you do? What the hell did you do?
The game's over. You wanted to prove the legends true. And now, you've got your answer. The land doesn't forget. It never forgets. And tonight, it's hungry.
Run!
Jack, what is it? What did we wake up?
We can't outrun it! We need to get to the van, now!
You wanted to see the power of this place. You came to prove the legends weren't real. Well, now you've seen it. Now you know what happens when you walk into the wrong place at night. Tomorrow, we come back and start making money. Con artists are the ultimate salespeople. They know how to make you want what they're selling, even if it doesn't exist.
I'm telling you, this place is no different than any other bar. A little dusty, a little creaky. Who cares? No ghost is going to scare me out of a cold one.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
This episode is brought to you by Spreaker, the platform responsible for a rapidly spreading condition known as podcast brain. Symptoms include buying microphones you don't need, explaining RSS feeds to confused relatives, and saying things like, "Sorry, I can't talk right now, I'm editing audio." If this sounds familiar, you're probably already a podcaster. The good news is Spreaker makes the whole process simple. You record your show, upload it once, and Spreaker distributes it everywhere people listen. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and about a dozen apps your cousin swears are the next big thing. Even better, Spreaker helps you monetize your show with ads, meaning your podcast might someday pay for, well, more microphones. Start your show today at Spreaker.com. Spreaker, because if you're going to talk to yourself for an hour, you might as well publish it.
No, John, it's not that simple. This place has a ghost, and not just any ghost. We're talking about Hookie Jack.
Hookie Jack? Really? You're still buying into that?
Oh, come on, Ben. You know this. It's Rapid City's most famous ghost, Hookie Jack, a.k.a. John Leary. All right, guys, listen. So, he lost his arms in a mining accident and then became a cop. Then, after he got hit by a car in the 20s, they say his spirit never left. Now, he haunts this place.
Oh, great. A ghost cop. I'm sure he's just up there giving parking tickets to spirits.
No, he doesn't need to give tickets. He just moves the chairs around or flicks the lights on and off. Real spooky stuff, John. You should try it sometime.
I don't know, guys. I've heard about this place. I've heard about Hookie Jack and... and I'm really not sure I want to be here when he's active.
Oh, don't worry, Tina. You'll be fine. It's mostly just a lot of weird noises. You know, like someone dragging a chair or stomping upstairs. Nothing too alarming.
But it's not just weird noises, right? Some people who work here have seen things.
Things move on their own sometimes. Chairs, billiard balls, it's harmless. You know, just ghostly mischief.
Yeah, sure. Harmless. I've seen enough of those ghosts on TV. It's always the same. Someone gets scared, some weird sounds happen, and then they blame the old building for all the creeps.
Yeah, sure. It's not like anyone's claiming to have seen Hookie Jack's actual ghost, right?
Well, one of the bartenders swore she saw him. Late one night, she turned around, and there he was, sitting at the end of the bar. Big guy with those metal hooks for hands, just staring. But when she blinked, he was gone.
Yeah, okay, Ronald. You really expect me to believe that? You know what it sounds like? A bad night with too much whiskey. Or maybe, I don't know, bad lighting?
Alright, so bad lighting doesn't explain the pool balls. Some of them across the table by themselves, Megan. No.
Oh, come on. Pool balls rolling on their own? Are we really doing this?
Wait, seriously? That happens?
Yeah, I've seen it. Once, a whole table started shifting around. Balls rolled off the edge, a few chairs moved. I thought it was just some weird wind, but I don't know. Something didn't feel right about it.
I can't handle this. I'm already on edge from hearing about Hookie Jack, and now this? It's too much.
You guys are all giving this way too much power. It's just a ghost story.
Yeah, John. Maybe Hooky Jack is just a ghost with bad manners. Spooks everyone, rearranges the furniture, and then disappears before he can get caught. Real professional.
Honestly, I think Hooky Jack might just be bored. He never got to finish his shift, so now he's hanging around, checking out the place.
So he's a ghost cop, huh? I know. I bet he's just trying to keep the peace in the afterlife. All right, folks, just break it up. There's no need for fighting. You've just had enough. Now just move along. Jesus.
If I catch you speeding through here again, I'll make sure you're really sorry. No one outruns a ghost cop.
You guys don't get it. I heard the screams from the old building's third floor. People who work here say that's where Hooky Jack hangs out now.
Screams. Huh. Okay. Now, we're talking about the real horror show. What? He's up there with metal hooks, chasing down the last souls of bad customers?
Nah, I don't know about chasing anyone. But I've heard some strange things. One night, the lights on the third floor just started flickering like crazy. The whole place was just stuttering. You couldn't even tell if it was the wiring or something else.
Okay, so stuttering lights. Okay, guys, what? Maybe ghosts just need to get their tech together then. Gosh.
Maybe it was Hooky Jack trying to get the Wi-Fi on up there.
You'll laugh, but we get some crazy footage on the security camera sometimes. You wouldn't believe it.
Wait, you have footage?
Yeah, footage. I don't know what it is, but you can see things. Like orbs floating. I don't even know how to explain it, but they're moving around on the camera.
Okay, now I know you guys are messing with me. Orbs? Ghosts aren't into orbs. What are they, like shopping for ethereal glitter?
Yeah, well, that's not even the weird part. The weird part is when we get, like, that shadow that walks through the hallways. It's something, but nothing's ever there when you go check.
That's so creepy.
I told you I don't want to be here when it happens. What if Hooky Jack's up there right now?
That's it. I'm not buying it.
Okay. That didn't sound like just a creaky floorboard.
Did you hear that?
Told you. It's just him getting comfy upstairs. Hooky Jack's a little mischievous, that's all.
Oh, I'm leaving. I can't.
Oh, come on, Tina. Don't let Hooky Jack have all the fun. At least stay for one drink.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe Hooky Jack will join us for a round.
If he's a ghost cop, he'll probably want a double shot of whiskey. I'll have my usual. Nothing. I'm dead, remember?
Okay, I am done.
I know. Maybe he'll want to dance with you. Aww.
You might want to hold off on leaving just yet. The real fun is just starting. You'll never know when Hooky Jack decides to pay his respects. He's a regular around here.
Purple, come in. Purple, do you read? Our sensors indicated that two unknown entities were in the building. If anyone is there, please respond. Nobody's answering, sir. Sir? Sir? What about the artifacts? What about the others? Sir, but what if nothing is left? But sir, what about the people, their families? Everything is out of control.
Our discoveries must never see the light of day. If anyone finds out about them, everything collapses. Erase their existence. Your orders are clear. You will contain the facility, even if it means burying the whole damn thing. The building, the bodies, the experiments, the files, nothing can survive. Do you understand?
Yes, sir. But what about the one who calls himself the janitor? What if they're back?
Oh, I was never just a janitor. The path is never clear, but it is mine to walk. This world needs cleaning. Oh, boy, does it. But not by hands like yours, no. You cannot undo what has been done. You cannot erase me. Just, you can't. Not when I'm the one to keep it all balanced. Oh, and you will never put an end to me.
This wasn't supposed to happen. What the hell? What is that thing?
I'm just a messenger. I'm just a messenger. Containment team, come in. Oh, no. Come in. Is anyone out there? Please respond. Please.
Oh, you shouldn't have asked. You already know what's coming.
What? Who are you? What are you?
Focus. Your orders haven't changed. These artifacts must be contained, no matter what. If anything or anyone is standing in your way, you deal with it. Understood?
But, sir, this is bigger than anything we've ever faced. It's already too far gone. We're not equipped for this. No. It's too late. It's already here. What is so important about those relics? Wait. They're not just relics. What are they?
Well, this is my world now. And you, you're just another thing I'll eventually clean.
Should run, coming back from the dead.